Record to
And we live, baby. What's good?
Hello, 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 and welcome to the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host
Jojo.
and your girl Tamika, aka Miss All White, aka Fancy, aka Encore, aka She's a Lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Because I got on a cute white dress today.
She's
And I
the
put on
only
some
lady.
blush for you.
She's only a lady on the weekends.
I pull my hair back. No shade on the growth, but do you see the growth? Let's take
Lucky.
a moment to appreciate the growth.
Lucky for you, we're also on Spotify, so they don't have to see that.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't see it, but no, your girl got hang time, honey. It's long, long, long. All right, before we hit record, me and JoJo were talking about baby hairs, the revolution of baby hairs, and why I am not included in that, because my hair don't work like that. She don't work like that. We said back in our days we had a swoopty swoop.
Okay.
And listen, I'll never forget, quick story, my first day of high school. And my sister was a ponytail queen. Okay. I had my ponytail. She said, I'm gonna give you swoopty swoops. You a freshman. All right. You gotta elevate. I'm gonna give you some swoopty swoops. I had my three swoopty swoops on the side of my ponytail. You couldn't tell me nothing, honey. I had a boyfriend in a week. We never talked to each other. We just kissed in the hallway and on
Bro,
the bus.
why was that a thing back in the day?
Bus
You
will
want to be
be.
my girlfriend? You want to be my boyfriend? Yeah, but never talk to each
But
other.
I'm never talking to you. We have nothing in common. You're like a grade or two ahead of me, and you wear a mini book bag.
Also,
But
don't look at me in the hallway.
listen, like you was up there, but I was thick, so I probably looked like I was up there too. But thick as in thick, not like booty. Just to be
What you're
clear.
saying is he was a predator, and he
Don't
probably
say that.
still
Don't
is a
say that.
predator to this day. What's
Don't
his name?
say that.
What's his name? Let me
I'm
Google.
not even saying.
What's his Instagram?
I honestly, what?
Shout him
He
out on a
has
pod.
an Instagram?
Shout him out on a pod. Who is
I
it?
couldn't tell you his name. I was a freshman. You think I remember? We didn't talk. We only kissed in the hallway. This is what happened. We was in the hallway. Oh, this is also why I liked him, because he had golds.
He was fine.
He was cute. He went chocolate with golds. And I was like, oh,
Yeah.
yes. And he came up to me and was like, you want to be my girlfriend? Yeah. And we sat on the bus by each other. But we never talk.
I'm screaming. So if this video comes across your For You page and this is
Ain't gonna
you.
remember anyway. He broke up with me. Oh, it was so bad. It was so bad.
Oh my gosh, did he make a scene?
No. I was on my way to break up with him. It was awkward. This situation was awkward. Wait, so I was on my way to break up with him. He was on his way to break up with me, but we was coming down opposite sides of the hallway. So I was at my locker and I didn't see him coming, but I had already planned to go find him. And he came and I turned around. He's like, I want to break up.
Okay. He knew you was gonna do it. That's why he did it.
That's fine. And then at lunchtime, he was sitting with some other girl with real. So y'all go together? They
Wow.
did. And it was, I'll tell you how toxic it was. On the bus, we got off. He got off at the stop before me. He went with Shorty. And I said, oh, y'all doing naughty things. And I wasn't down. Okay. I don't know you like that. I can't even remember your name right now. Okay. Okay. Boom. But then my next stop was my boo thing. So I had to go see him.
And I hope he listening so he know you wasn't the only one.
Yeah, it all started with a swoop, not a baby hair, but a
Wait a
swoop.
minute. So, moral of the story, children, if you didn't catch that. You can get a man
You can pull.
with swoops.
With the swoop,
Not with baby hair.
there's no more, please, no more than three swoops. No. At
Listen.
my big age, I got two.
On the side.
Is it one right here? A big one here. And
Period.
then I might have some flutters.
Period. Hello?
I'm gonna call them fanny flutters because that's what they be throwing out on Love Island, which I will get into.
I don't know if y'all can see that, but swoopty swoop.
Oh, I see it, honey.
Yeah.
And it's oil down.
And that's all you getting from me.
It's oil down. For those who are not watching us, JoJo has a curly. I'm gonna call it a puff fro situation because those things are tight, but they juicy with oil running down each follicle. She got the swoopty swoops
Oh
in
my
the
God,
front
Tamika.
and a little bit of glisten.
You just
Speaking of that,
described a Jerry curl.
but am I wrong?
N yeah, you are wrong. My thing ain't that juicy. I ain't even gonna hold you. I ain't even gonna hold you. I think we do need to bring back Jerry curls because the hair was juicy, always moisturized, and it was long and healthy.
It was long. You'll never get a coil that long. All right, so reimagine almost a Jerry curl, but shrunken.
And less juicy.
Listen, also, while we on the topic of hair and juice, hair juice, hair juice. Wait,
She's so
can I
extra.
just come up with something?
No, you didn't. That's
Is there
somebody's
something
line.
called hair juice?
Yes.
I need it. What they say? I need to give me 15 of them right now.
Oh. I need it. Give me 75 of them right now.
Oh my gosh, I need some hair juice. What's
Girl,
in it?
stuff for your hair? I don't know. I'll use that.
Oh my gosh, I need hair juice. Brief moment of silence for me to collect myself together and also talk about our sponsors. You see that I said silence because we do not have them yet. But if hair juice is in the lock business, for those that can't see me, I'm swinging. I'm swinging that ponytail.
You know
Okay.
what? There's not many companies that really cater to the lock community. And I feel like that's texturism.
I would feel the same way, but I'm also not sure if there's not that many companies or I just don't look.
No, it's not that many companies because I need y'all to advertise, okay?
I need a conditioner. I need specific. Listen, if you hear me, algorithm world, when this goes out, I need a product that's gonna save my locks from all the bleaching that I do to it. Because as much as I, no, I don't need, I do not need your input today. As much as I say I'm not gonna bleach it, these roots are not gonna be here long. They gotta go. Yes. In the back of the class, JoJo.
Hi, yes, I know what would help. Go to a professional. That would help.
If anyone would like to do my hair for the low, low price of less than $50, that I spend to dye my own hair and break it off willingly. If you are a professional and can dye my hair blondes, and keep it healthy and be healthy after, I will promote it. I will promote that. Until then, I will continue to experiment and hope that my hair don't fall out tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Because Operation Giraffe is not complete yet. Did I fill you in on Operation Giraffe?
I don't want to know.
Just as quick. I'm on a fitness journey. I feel like everyone knows this by now.
Wait. Can I guess? Are you trying to get long neck?
Baby, listen. Sometimes the scale won't tell you what you want to know, okay? But the body will. And the longer this neck get, the longer I know I'm close to completing Operation Giraffe. I need clavicle. When this thing is poking out, be prepared for me to be on my worst behavior. I don't care. And it's going to happen before the end of the year.
Please,
I'm going to have on less
please.
clothes. Behavior going to be
Wait a
nasty.
minute. Hold on.
What?
Less clothes. You already don't wear clothes now, so you just gonna be in skin?
Even less than that, friend.
Oh, I'm not gonna be anywhere near you.
All I'm wearing in the winter is Uggs. Not gonna hold you. Because when this clavicle comes
Wait.
out and this neck
Wait.
start to looking like
My
somebody to
girl
stretch it
said,
out.
in the winter, all she's wearing is Uggs.
As long as your feet warm.
Man, them nipples about to be pointed like a mother.
You know how I feel about nipples.
Okay, moving on.
Free them at all cost. Okay.
Okay, you have to give the people what they want.
That's
Love.
gonna take a minute. Is that all we're gonna talk about?
No, that's not all we're going to talk about. So make it quickly, because
Oh, I can't.
I don't watch the show, so I have no feedback. I have
That's why I
no.
need to give you a recap and I wrote down notes.
I don't need no recap. Just go ahead. Talk about Love
All
Island.
right, y'all. Listen, I'm obsessed. Let's go back to the year was anytime in between 2020 and 2023 that I myself, like the rest of the world, was stuck in a house bored in a house bored. Okay, what is it? In-house bored. What's the, you know the riddle. Okay. And my good friend Shanice says, watch this show that I was against with my whole heart, but I watch it. And I watch another episode and another episode and another episode. And to my surprise, this comes on every day. If you know me, I like something that comes on every day. I'm hooked to Love Island. So I'm gonna give you a quick recap, JoJo, because she does not indulge.
Do not.
Because she doesn't think it's black enough.
No, after the first season, I was done.
After last season, which got the highest ratings and really showcased the black people, specifically black love, they done threw some stuff in there, but it's not for the good. Okay, so look, quick recap. Let me tell you how the show work. It's a couple of adults, mid-level. Entry level to mid-level adults, okay? And they go to summer camp in Fiji, where you're only talking to each other. It's a psychological experiment at most. You stay into a hotel before you get there. You can't talk to nobody. You got a phone with no internet. All you can do is take pictures of yourself and become more obsessed with yourself to the point where when you go into this summer camp, you're introduced to other people. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And to my surprise, they're all attractive. They're all attractive and they're fit as self. Is there ever a plus size shorty? Never.
Nope. Hell no.
Never. Because America doesn't find plus size attractive. That's a topic for another time. Okay? So, boom, you come in, you couple up. This is my couple. Automatically, they're teaching you to go on ahead and make something yours that you don't even know. On top of that, I'm about to sleep in a bed with you. Oh my gosh, who's sharing a sheet? You're so close to me. Move out the way. Give me some space. There's none of that. All right. We bypass all of that process. The first time you come in, I don't know your name, but I'm going to kiss you down. I'm gonna kiss you down because I want to be known as the best kisser in the house on day one. You couple up. This is what we got right now. Do a quick recap. You got your original people that come in too. All right, we got Austin, Shelly, Ace. If I forget you, it doesn't matter because you're probably not gonna watch this. Nick, Alandria. You got, oh my gosh, I didn't even write down his name because he pissed me off so much. Taylor. You got Yulisa. Yulisa is a little firecracker. She gets kicked off immediately. Nobody knows why. But apparently, she was dropping N bombs all over the internet. So she had to go in the middle of the night. I was like, where is Shorty at? Oh,
Oh.
I had to go on TikTok. She had to go. I don't know who's doing their research behind this, but baby,
Wait,
you didn't get fired.
was she Hispanic?
Yes.
Another conversation for another
Miami.
time.
From Miami. Another. Then we have Bella. Oh, Hawaiian sweetheart. All she want is Ohana. We ain't got time for that shit. We trying to be sexy. And you a Christian. Wonderful girl. Wonderful girl. But if you ain't trying to get down with the get down, you got to go. So she went. Okay. So now it's getting messy. You got Ace and Shelly. They the blackest of the black. All right. I love them. Ace is from Watts. I feel like I live close to there. I have no idea.
No, you don't.
But
And Watts is hood.
okay, but that's where Ace from. Ace and Shelly, they real cute. They a thing. Boom. You got Austin and some new girl. We don't really care about that. We got Hoda and Chris. That's a messy situation. First off, Hoda and Jeremiah was together, okay? Day one. He was obsessed, kind of, sort of. I love that. But the boys were upset about it. Like, why are you so mad that I came in and I found a connection on day one and this is who I'm trying to rock with? I'm not trying to mix and mingle. I like this girl right here. If anybody, listen, if you want me, give me some Jeremiah love. I want to be Jeremiah'd. Not to be confused with Amaya Papaya'd. You don't know nothing about that. I'll tell you a little bit later. Jeremiah, they get the boot. They said, you're not playing the game right, my brother. One, we're here to find love, but also we get $100,000 at the end of this if we make it to the end. So you got to go because you probably got the best chances because you're loyal. And Ace said, guys, crew, like grease lightning, get them out of here. And he was gone. Boom. So then you got Alondra and Taylor, which is the other black couple. Alondra come in. She like, I just want a country man. That's all I want. Somebody to open the doors for me. Be real respectful. You know how I shoot. You know how to wrangle some stuff. I ride on the back of that horse with you. And Taylor came on, lassieing on in up. The quicker he lassoed, the quicker he switched up on her ass. Okay? So, everybody in a couples. When you feeling your most comfortable, they split you apart, put you on two different summer camps with a whole nother group of men and women that have been watching you from day one. So they got their eye on you and they want you. And who do they send? A 6'7" chocolate man.
You should have led with that.
A 6'7" overseas basketball player. And he ain't skinny. He got a little meat on his bones. And he be standing on business. So he say, Shelly, I want you. You with Ace. He 5'10".
Tiny man.
I want you. Shelly said, pick me up. And he did. Okay? So you mix and mingle with your little connections. All right, all right. Amaya Papaya. She hook up with this Asian persuasion. And you know what? It's a lot. That's a lot. I'm not even gonna go. I'm gonna just go to what's gonna set you up the most, okay? Alondra, she's like, I'm hands down. I miss my man, Taylor. We gonna call him Cowboy. I miss Cowboy, and I can't wait to get back to him. Do you think he waiting to get back to you? No. Because who's on the other summer camp? A new shorty. She come in and she say, I'm a cheerleader and I wanted to be a vet when I was a kid and I think I want to do that. And Taylor said, bling, 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 bling. I see my future before my eyes. She gonna be a vet and take care of the horses that I take care of and we gonna cook dinner and make biscuits together. I love this life. Meanwhile, Landry over there like, I'm just ready to get back to my man. Landry get kicked off. Boom. Spoiler alert. If you ain't watching it, you ain't watching it. Alondra get kicked off. Nick get kicked off. He with Saucy Santina, Sierra. They real cute. They real nasty. And the real couple, they gonna be swingers. 1,000%. The more and more you get into it, the more and more you realize it's a bisexual island. Not for the men, but for the women. They all want each other.
My gosh.
And Nick is down. So Boom, boom, boom. They wrap it on up. So now Shelly over there talking to 6'7. We just gonna call him 6'7 because that's what matters. All
That's what
right.
matters.
6'7. Alandria over here feeding her for her man. Taylor over here talking to cheerleader. That he talking about give him a little childish giddy. And Alandria like, you ain't got time to be no kid. You a man. Hello. Take care of these bills. She 27. She ain't here to play. So what do? They bring them all back together with your new connections and your old connections, and y'all figure out who y'all want. So Alondra come back to get her man. Needless to say, oh my gosh, you with another woman. Clicked up, kissing in front of you, cuddling in front of you. It's cold outside. He giving her his shirt. You know it's flannel. And Alondra here, Betty, chocolate. She got real big boobs and a real big butt. And I'm just like, how is both of those possible on such a small frame? But I think it's real. She live in Texas. I think it's real. It's not
Not
giving
exactly.
fake. She from Tennessee or Alabama, but she live in Texas.
If she from Alabama, that makes sense. Tennessee, no.
I think she from Alabama
Then that
because
makes
it's somewhere south. She like, I want a man in the southern region. That's
sense.
what I want. So she come back. He doing all this stuff in front of her face. Boom, boom, boom. Shelly is friends with Huda. I use that lightly. No one's friends in here. I only know you for a couple of weeks, and we all want each other's mans. So Huda been having a hard time. She see Mr. 6'7. Bling, 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 bling. Lights. He a man. She be going off. Just a couple episodes ago, she was calling her man a bitch.
And he
Talking
allowed
about he
that?
pussy. Because she said, look, men ain't gonna treat nobody like that. Stand on it. And he was like, I'm not doing this no more. I'm not doing this no more. And then Ed and Eddie is what the internet calls him, sent him home. That's Jeremiah. So I just see 6'7. She go to Shelly. She say this, we got a plan. All right. I know that you're missing Ace. And I know that you got a connection with Chris. I also would like to explore a connection with Chris. So I'm gonna bring him back to the island. We're gonna say each other's names so he can stay. You can say Ace. So that way, if anybody gets sent home, we ain't gotta worry about it. And then we can both talk to him. And it's for you. I'm doing this for us so we can find a connection. Shelly say, in her mind, bitch, I know what the fuck you trying to do. But I'm gonna let you do it because I want 6'7 back in the house. And 6'7, like, Shelly, I want you. So I'm gonna say it too. I'm gonna agree too. And I'm gonna come in and I'm gonna pursue you and I'm gonna go hard. So they get back to the island. All the stuff goes down. Ace and Shelly back together. Ace on fire, Mr. Watts. Because he like, my bitch is back in the house and she's a mine. But they're open, which means they open to getting to know each other still. Other people. So why this whole time you say you open and then I bring back a man? When Mr. Watts is all confident, because he's like, ain't nobody gonna do you like I do you. So I'm not worried about it. You can bring back whoever. Like, treat you. I'm the one for you. And they're clearly a great couple. But you want to be open and explore? Okay, I'm gonna be open and explore. So this is who I want to explore with. So as soon as they group up, Ace look at Shelly and say, oh no, you think you slick. I know what you did. He not exploring her. You got both guys in this house trying to talk to you. But what happened was 6'7 ain't talked to her no more. He said, I'm not about to chase you. I got a woman over here that's showing me she want me. You over there looking like you want me to come for you. And that's not what I'm doing. So Shelly gets jealous. She didn't say that, but she got jealous. So last episode, they had it where everybody comes together and you can write a question for somebody else. You can put anonymous or not anonymous. So stuff hits the fan. And people didn't put anonymous on it. So you got the Ace, Shelly, Huda, Chris situation. Meanwhile, the episode before is a heart rate challenge. It's a fan favorite. You go acting like a stripper. You dance, you do whatever you gotta do to get their heart rates up. And then whoever gets the heart rates up win. This time they changed it because it was too many people. It was a whole bunch of people. So instead of everyone going individually, it was couples. So Huda and 6-7 go. Huda got a little fanny whanny. She might have been a stripper. She might still be a stripper. Okay. She go do her thing. She pulls Ace. Chris pulls Shelly. And I'm sure they're like, hey, we're gonna pull these people because we want to. She don't want to explore, but she's like, Shelly, you know, Chris pull you, like we said back in the other summer camp. Like, this is what we're gonna do. We can both explore. They do their little flirty thing. He pick her up, kissing her, boom, boom. They done. Huda over here twerking on Ace, laying down, booty out with Dom. And then they clip whatever happens, and all you see is everybody's face like, oh. Like, what is Huda doing? She going too far. Shelly and Chris done. They standing up. You still on them. Y'all making out. Then you turn around, reverse cowgirl. It didn't show what happened, but I feel like it was some in the face. I feel like it was some face sitting. They ain't tell me that. But Shelly said, oh, you took it too far. So now you coming for my mans, who I already claimed was my mans, Mr. Watts. And then my second man, 6-7, that was on me, and you sneakily talking about it's for us, and you taking him too? Oh, this is not gonna work. And you talking about you a girl's girl? What did I tell you about this phrase?
Oh my gosh.
What did I tell you about this phrase a couple pods ago? There is no girl's girl. So
Burr.
she like, you a girl's girl. So of course they write that on the paper. They say, how you claiming to be a girl's girl and you over here dancing on people and doing this and that? So all of that stuff start to spill the beans. But
Oh my gosh.
the kicker is Alandria, Taylor, and cheerleader. Cowboy, Alandria, and cheerleader. He came back. He told Alandria, hey, I do have feelings for this other girl. I don't know why. We've been talking for a month, damn near. She's been here for 3 days. And you have feelings for her now. So he like, all right, look, I do have feelings for her, but I still want to explore our connection because we have a connection. We're here to find love. She said, okay. So he's like, I'm gonna pull you for chat. He makes both of them breakfast sometimes. Like, he's showing no effort in her at all. So now she in her feelings like, I had another man in here, another country thick man in here. That was for me, and I was all for you. Like, I built you for a truck from the bottom up. I'm teaching you how to be a man in here. Like, I have put in work, honey, and I'm looking for love. And you gonna go for somebody that's 3 days. So she write her stuff on the paper. She say something like, why don't you be honest and stop being a little bitch? He said, what? This girl been cool, calm, and collective. Like, it's okay. She almost got sent home because he almost sent her home because you can only be with one. So he could explore this. She keep it cute, but she say, you over here talking about you want to still explore me. You said in the challenge before you wanted to kiss me back after I kissed you. But out of respect for this girl, you didn't do that. You ain't respect me at all. I had another man in here that I pushed aside to respect you. You talk about your respect, bah, 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 bah. Standing on business, talking about her true feelings for the first time. He trying to explain himself. There's no explanation. You can't say nothing. You showing all the respect in the world for this girl that you just met for 3 days. You've been talking to me for 3 weeks, talking about she gave you a feeling, gave her a little kid, a little, you know, childish feeling. She said, are you a child? Basically, is you not grown? So then somebody else write, choose. He said, y'all want me to choose? I choose cheerleader in front of everybody.
Embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
It's
That's
embarrassing.
embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, but then also, okay, now I know where we stand because you've been lying. You've been saying all this stuff.
You know what else is embarrassing?
What?
Going on a show and falling for somebody you only met for 3 weeks.
Some of them work. Well, you're not okay. This is the thing behind all of these dating shows, and this is why they're getting sued. A couple of them. It's psychological. We're tearing you away from everything else. You're living with this person. You're
Trauma bond.
getting to know, it's a trauma bond. You're getting to know this person only. Even before the show, you are in a hotel by yourself. You're not talking to nobody. You don't see the outside world. They feed you food. I saw somewhere the only thing you allowed to cook is breakfast.
Didn't we talk about this?
Listen, they're feeding you. Also, you're sober. You get 2 glasses of wine a day, I think they say it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Because they don't want nobody getting drunk and too lit.
Yeah.
All y'all eat every day. Excuse me. I know this is my big mama mind, but I can't eat eggs every day. That's all y'all do is eggs every day.
That house stank.
They got to.
The whole set stank.
They don't ever talk about nobody passing gas, but they have to be.
Bathing suits and eggs.
The girls wear bikinis every day.
What about their periods?
With heels, I don't know. It's a mystery. I've never once seen anyone wear shorts
But also,
during the day.
these are also people with little vaginas. I feel like they could get
Yes.
away if they do wear a pad, or if they wanted to wear a non-winged pad, they could get away with it.
There's no. They wear thong bikinis
Oh, so they
every day. With heels, they're walking around in Fiji in the sun with thong bikinis eating eggs.
so it was given tampon moment.
Oh, tampon 1,000%.
And we not scared that we not gonna leak out of that bathing suit.
I think it's a small vagina thing. Maybe they don't have to worry about it.
Maybe.
If you have a small vagina, if you would like to chime into this conversation, do you worry about leakage as much? When is your time of the month? Are you straight? Because everything is kind of like triangular. And it's not fatty cat. It's not like this, because that's a fat. It's like this.
You
Not
two,
like this, because that's puff. It's like this.
if you two have been a victim of a small set vagina, please dial 1-800 vagina pump. That's 1-800 vagina pump.
Yes. If you would like to sponsor thick, fluffy vaginas like this, you can be sponsored on this podcast. And we will sell that.
Hey, yo, all my plus size women, tap in. Hey, I've never seen a plus size woman with a V vagina.
I was
Okay.
about to ask if that's possible.
If you are a plus size woman with no lips down there, comment below. We got questions.
For those of you that's not watching, I have a picture of it. I made it out of my hands.
By picture, she mean her hand.
Right, so it's trauma. Maybe it's alerting a trauma response in me for watching it because I'm upset. I be yelling, honey. I'm yelling at the screen. And then let me tell you what they're doing. Last season was so popular that producers are adding in messiness for no reason because now they're making certain people look like mean girls. Before it was Hoda because she was going off. She kept calling her boyfriend a bitch and a pussy. I understand that because it was a lot. And I don't know how he took, I don't know how he did it. I would have been like, I'm cool on this. I can only allow you to call me something like that for so long and I know you for 3 weeks.
Listen.
But to be fair, they did the nasty. And when you do
See,
that, you're attached.
that's another thing too. I need at least if you're gonna do that and you know that there are people watching it, can we promote safe sex? Where's the
I mean,
proper?
they do. I feel like they do that. You got to get tested. You got to go through all this stuff before you go. But they don't show them. They just show them like they might do a little, the sheets move. They're not like they fucking. They don't do that.
With the nighttime lens on.
That's all they show. But
Interesting.
immediately after, she was like, "You're mine. I need you to step it up and be a man." And he was like, "I'm just at summer camp. You're expecting a lot out of me. I just met you." So yeah, you can definitely tell the ones that's getting down because they act different towards each other. So producers now are like making all these narratives, and America is supposed to be allowed to vote on stuff, but then they're swinging the votes. Nobody can tell me otherwise. So now the black people are the mean people. And they're the least liked right now. Which is interesting. Because I love them. It's true. Like their emotions are valid. What they're going through is valid. How they're reacting is valid. But y'all talking about mean girls, like we jumping on other people. No, I'm jumping on you because you had your ass and coochie nana in my man's face, and you over here flirting with my other backup man, talking about you, my friend. So yeah, I'm gonna feel some type of way. Yes, I'm gonna go off on you and the new cheerleader because I've invested in this man and he leave me after 3 days. Yeah, I'm gonna feel some type of way. And for the boys that's standing on business, calling people out, I mean, y'all just being honest. You know, I love a good, honest, rude person.
Oh, love a rude person.
I love a rude person. And
Yes.
is it really rude, or is it, you know, you just standing on business?
I don't think it's rude at all.
But that's where we at. It was more, but that's all I'm gonna give you right now. So just
Yeah.
know that there is a level of racism, there's a level of colorism, there's a level of thickism. There is a lot. And the producers are putting on a show. This is going to turn, if it don't go back to what it was before, it's giving Desperate Housewives. It's giving Basketball Wives. It's giving Real Housewives of Tacoma, Beverly Hills,
Wow.
Australia.
Thing is, though, that's not going to make people stop watching.
It's just messy. Before I was like, you know, I'm a love girly. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're gonna fall in love. I'm not gonna hold you. I'm gonna fall in love after 4 weeks.
You're gonna fall in love after 2 hours.
Because he made me laugh. He's so funny.
Oh.
Then we get him married.
Oh my
And it's gonna be pastel. And he can pick me up.
And he's gonna allow that?
Pastel? Girl, he
Yeah.
don't care. You think he
Oh,
care?
interesting. I think you need to watch out for your man because he's playing for the wrong team.
No, he don't care about none of that. He don't even wear clothes in the house. Think of you think he care about what we get married in?
You want a nudist? Oh.
I've considered it.
They have a nudist community out here in
You
California.
want to go?
No, first of all, let's get something straight. I don't like people at all. And I judge people based off of their clothing a lot because I like clothes. So if you don't think I'm gonna judge people based off of their nakedness, that's crazy.
Yeah, but we could talk to each other.
No, I'm gonna say it out loud.
You ain't going with me. I say I'm down, and then I went to a strip club for the first time, and I was like, ah,
Oh, you went to a women's strip club?
in Atlanta.
Oh, ooh.
I was like, ah. I don't like men's strip clubs because I don't like men with thongs on.
First of all,
I like briefs.
I also feel like the men's strip clubs, they actually, and this is no shade, no tea to the women's strip clubs because I too,
Wait, is there such thing?
What, male strip clubs?
Yeah, or is it just a club?
I don't think that men have like a permanent spot where they strip. I think they more so do the traveling. They
Oh, well, I love a male review.
they'll do like oh, they'll be at this club this night or whatever. But I think the women, like the women's club, is like more so like a rotate, and then you have your regulars.
Right. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, but this is no shade to the women's strip club, because I too considered being a stripper when I didn't have any money in my bank account, and that was my first go-to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I also had it in my mind, like I want to be like what's that show we like? P-Valley.
Tsunami?
I need to see tricks.
I love tricks.
Which is why I like the male strip club better. One.
What? That's the complete opposite.
No, what? Oh my God, they do tricks, flips. They be doing back flips, splits, and then they're interactive. They
I
bring
like to
the
interact.
audience on
They
stage.
have to be.
They,
I don't want that.
but
I like.
also, again, and this is another thing, and I don't care what nobody say, y'all can kiss my ass. I don't want to see a woman naked. I'm not attracted to women. I don't want to see that.
Care about it. I'm not like, oh, I love it, but then it's whatever. You just naked. I know what that's like because I've been naked.
But yeah, my thing is, if I'm not on the stage with you, if I'm not entertaining on stage, why am I there? Because I don't want to look at you.
Yeah, I like the tricks. The fact that I know I can't do those.
I could do them. Let's go to
Let's
amateur
have an
night.
amateur night.
Let's go to amateur night.
Listen, you can climb that pole. I'll pay your rent for 1 month.
Look,
This is how to get them.
listen. All I need is one month.
I said, this, wait a minute. This is how they get your money. Thoughts like this.
Baby, listen. And I'm going to tear the house down, because I'm going to do reverse stripping. I'm going to come out butt bookie naked, and then I'm going to put my clothes on and walk off stage.
They gonna reverse and pick that money back off.
Hey,
No,
yo, they can't do that. Look,
they not allowed.
you pick anything off that ground,
Oh yeah, you out of there.
it's over.
You out of there. Dang, I had a comment and it just went out the window. Dang it.
Oh, Tamika, I got a riddle for you, baby. You ready?
I think.
So, picture this. You have three toy inventors that come into the lab, and they're like, "We need to make something that's gonna."
It's sexy.
Yes.
I
But look,
knew
check it. Check this out. Check this out. The first inventor is like, "We need something that they won't refuse. We need to take it back old school. Let them know that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, just like the troll." The second one is like, "No. We need something that's going to be groundbreaking, fashionable. That's going to be trendy, like the Beanie Baby." The third one said, "No, I got it. We need the third cousin removed from the Furby." What did they create?
isn't this new thing?
The La Boo Boo.
Ah, this riddle. Don't say you're obsessed.
No, heck
Don't.
no. Heck no. I am 1000% convinced that the Labubu is for the weird cousin in the family.
I don't know. Okay. It was popping up here where everybody was paying money. I said, I don't understand this. I don't know why. And then it was brought to my attention that it was in Lizzo's song.
Yes.
So I hope she has money in that.
I doubt it.
I hope she does, because I don't know if anyone knew what that was before she threw that in there.
Oh no, they knew what it was. It was popular before she threw that in there.
Really? Is it on anime or something?
I have
I
no
don't know
clue.
where it came from.
I don't know where it came from, but do you know the most highest price Labubu is at least $1,500?
That's ridiculous. And it's huge. I think
They
I saw
have
somebody
different ones.
overseas.
They
It's a
have,
teddy bear. Does it do some? Is it some special?
you literally, it's just like, look, that's why I said a troll, a Beanie Baby, and a Furby.
That is what it is. That is what
You can
it
clip it on your purse. I don't know what it feels like. I don't know if it's squishy or like what it feels like, but
Oh, I
it,
don't need it to be squishy.
ugh.
Oh, I don't need it to be
Wait,
squishy.
but then it has sharp teeth. Like it's literally a demon.
It has to be a cartoon behind it.
No cartoon.
Maybe they're gonna make one.
Ugh. I don't know.
I don't get it.
Feel like the first time I saw this, hear me out. My imagination goes wild. I saw it and I immediately was like, I feel like there is a toy factory in hell. And they
Wait.
created the Labubu.
I just thought about the two characters from Hercules, Havoc
Yes.
and Wishnaima.
Yes.
It's their friend.
Yes.
It's their friend.
And people got the nerve to be putting rhinestones on the teeth of the Labubu.
Oh
Why?
my gosh. Are you reading my mind?
Why?
Wait. Okay. We're having this conversation and I keep looking at myself. I'm looking at how my mouth isn't opening all the way. And this whole time I was thinking, I could get some cheap gems down here.
I keep telling you to get some at the bottom. I'm literally planning on, I have an appointment. I need to get these off. I'm getting them put back on. And then I'm getting two, four, I'm getting eight.
I just have to stop smiling as big.
You don't
Why do I
smile.
look like mute? I look like, what is it when you put it on your nails? I look matte
Matt.
and you look shiny.
Because I moisturize.
I moisturize. I've been doing a real good job too.
I think I
Not my
need to go
body.
ahead and revoke that.
Not my body, just my face and neck and clavicle area.
Revoked. Because that's crazy.
Everything else, I just squirt baby oil right out the shower. Rub it all
Okay.
over.
Okay. I'll give you a third back.
Let it dry. That's it. But my face,
Oh.
listen, I do my moisturizer with my SPF after cleaning it. Okay. I have a vitamin C that has some orange in it. I put that on. Then I have a vitamin E oil that I put on after cleaning with witch hazel, of course. Did you think your smoothness came from makeup?
You know what I
Wow.
do?
Water.
Water, soap, toner, Vaseline.
Toner. Witch hazel.
No, witch hazel, it actually dries me out.
I feel like toner does too.
And it burns.
Really?
Yeah, it burns my face. I have very, very sensitive skin on my face though.
Me too. I don't know what's up with yours. Or
No.
is this giving something else?
No.
Okay, so I mean, I had all intentions going into this big, beautiful, nasty ass, whack ass week with the whole bill coming out with the Diddy trial. Like, do we really need to go into this? Was
Nah, we
anyone
don't need to go into
surprised that this bill was going to get passed after Don said that's what he was going to do? No.
No. Look, I
You know
will
what's going to come
say
of it? No.
he's a lot of things, but dishonest he is not.
I'm just like, I'm choosing to think positive because I don't have a choice. We don't have a choice.
Listen.
I could panic. I could buy canned goods and water, which I've already done.
I was about to say, definitely doing that.
But I what can we do?
I'm moving to Italy, so.
Okay. Let me know when you go.
Okay.
I'm gonna visit, and then if I like it, then I'll go to Germany.
Ciao, Bella.
Oh, guten. Okay. good, good. This is good for you. Yeah, I don't know what to expect. They say they're gonna cut taxes, but then with that, they're gonna cut Medicaid, they're gonna cut Social Security. Everything sounds like it's getting cut except for the military budget, which apparently we need because we keep on going to war with everyone.
Listen.
I can only choose to hope for the best for all of us because we it ain't nothing we can do about it.
At this point, child,
If
but
there is something we can do about it, do not put that in the chat because I'm not keeping track enough to know. I'm just giving my opinion. So if you have anything else, just feel free to scroll along because I haven't done my research.
She don't want to hear that shit.
I haven't done my research. I just know everyone's going crazy and I can't take any more stress at this
Oh
moment.
my gosh. Also, while we're on the topic of America, hope everybody had a great colonizer day last week.
I'll be at the pool.
Because y'all was doing a lot last week for 4th of July. Y'all was still having barbecues and doing all this. Why? What are we celebrating here?
Being off work.
I was just about to say that if you're not celebrating being off of work, then but
Every
if that
holiday is a
listen.
celebration for me because it's the day that I'm off work and I get paid for it.
But my
But
thing is,
wait, Don said we got too many holidays.
I was just about to say that. He just said that we got way too
If
many
anything, I need more
holidays.
holidays. I
Shoot.
need a stress day. Everybody closed because we stressed.
Ciao.
So let's all.
The Diddy trial. Don't care. I honestly don't care enough to cover
Oh,
it.
it's because I'm not surprised. We've heard it. We've heard everything that they was talking about, most of the stuff. It wasn't landing. You weren't going to get him for some of those things.
Nope.
Y'all just airing the business of him being a very freaky man, putting that all out there. His supporters were out there spraying baby oil on each other. That doesn't make you look good.
Oh my
That didn't look good
God.
at all.
And
But was I surprised? No.
the way it's been hot outside, they was just cooking themselves.
It's tan. That's what y'all
Oh
was doing, getting a tan. Now, they were saying he was never going, Candace, I said they, Candace Owens, said he was never going to get tried for all of that because he's not at the top. He's not the head honcho. He wasn't pulling his stuff. He had a party. He was beating up some women. He was doing some things, okay? But is he at the top of who they really want? No. He just going to give them some time. Who threw him under the bus? Is he going to tell on somebody? Because that's who we really want, and I don't think he's going to tell. You got what, 10 years? Again, don't quote me because I wasn't sitting in on the trial. I scrolled through TikTok to get my news, just like all of y'all listening in. They said 10 years. He going to get some time served. He's rich. They like, he going to be out in 6 months. I don't know. He
Dude,
might.
I was about to say after this, he ain't about to be rich no more. Didn't they freeze his assets?
Girl, he gonna be rich. He got some stuff moving. If you're that rich and you don't have a backup plan, that's wild.
We about to
They
see.
can't, they're not just gonna take all your money. All your money didn't go to trial like poor people. We go to trial, we broke because we gotta pay for it. He's good. He's good. But
What a tangle web.
wasn't on that level of excitement as Johnny Depp's situation. And now it's over. And I give it 2 weeks that people keep talking about it before they move along
I feel
to
like
the
they've been moved
next.
along since the middle of the trial.
Well, Love Island came on.
Okay,
We got more
moving
pressing matters to worry
on.
about because now who are we going to vote for to be the couple at the end to win
Love.
this money? Because
My
unless Ace
God.
and Shelly lock it down, I mean, I do like Nick and Sierra just because they're sex, baby. If somebody don't give them a promotion for something naughty, y'all doing it wrong. He's smooth. I tell you, that nigga is smooth.
I can't believe people watch this show.
I
Ugh. Speaking of show, I gotta say this and then we're gonna have to wrap it up. My new favorite show, Thousand Pound Roommates.
hate this for us.
It's
I don't
so
like
good.
it. Those shows make me so upset.
It's so good.
They
I'm
make me
obsessed.
so upset. The 1,000 pound roommates, the 1,000 pound per life, all of them make me upset because
I'm obsessed.
you can't get there by yourself.
I'm obsessed. Okay, so wait. No, wait. Let me give you the story of one of the girls, and you're gonna be like, stop. Okay, so one of the girls, okay, both of them are out here in California. Mind you, I've been doing a deep dive because they said they're an hour away from Venice Beach. So I was trying to locate
Stay in the valley.
so I could accidentally run into
Do they walk? Legit question. Are they in wheelchairs?
I'm not entertaining
Are
them.
they 1,000 pounds together? Is it 500,
Together,
500, 1,000?
together.
Yeah.
1,000 pounds together, but it's
Wait,
not
that was a
500,
stupid
500. It's more
question. I
like
don't know if nobody 1,000 pounds
one of the
together.
girls was
Continue.
six something, the other girl was like four something.
Okay.
Okay, anywho, oh, before I start, this 600 something pound girl is a model on Instagram. I was like, God dog it. Gots to be more careful because me and Tamika.
Well, first we have to start posting.
No. First of all, she said literally, she's 600 and something pounds. She was like, there's a market for
For
me.
sure. For
Where's our
sure.
market? Where's our market? We're told we're not plus size enough, and we damn sure ain't skinny.
I don't know.
So what we gonna do?
Yeah, if you can tell us our market, that would be great. Is my market being all one color? Why are my lips the same color as my face? What's going on
Okay.
today?
It might be the filter you got on your Zoom.
I don't have a filter.
Maybe your camera's dirty. That's freaking disgusting. Oh, it made it
Did.
look better. Okay, anywho, shut
Jesus,
up.
I'm listening.
Now, the other girl, let me tell you how she started. She started from a young age. Her mom, before she was born, joined a church cult out in Long Beach.
I'm
She was
intrigued.
born into a church cult. And so the pastor, one person, controlled the whole congregation. You couldn't eat at certain times. You couldn't have people over at the house unless it was pre-approved by the pastor. It was like very strict, very like rule-driven and all of that. And then let's just say like church would be at somebody's house, like at a certain particular person's house. You cannot eat until everybody is out of the house. So she was like, there would be times where I couldn't eat until like 3, 4 o'clock. But at that time, I'm so hungry, I'm just eating anything I could get my hands on. So that's where hers stem from.
Well, I love a good cult
Yeah.
story.
Baby, listen, I said a church cult in Long Beach. I
I
went.
need to see, like, give me a backstory of someone so I can fall in love with them.
I love this show, but I
Because that's some
also
good stuff.
love the show because they're black. So, and their friendship dynamic, it is you just gotta
How
watch
did they meet each other? Now I'm intrigued.
it. You gotta watch it.
That quick. That
It's so good.
quick.
It's so
Huh.
good. It's on
This is
HBO Max.
interesting.
It's
To
on
table on that before we go to your unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
I saw somewhere that they said sometimes eating, I don't want to say disorders because I hate disorder, the word, but people overeat because when they're raised as a child, they're always raised to eat all their food before they leave the table.
So every black household?
You don't eat to get full. You finish your plate, finish your food.
Finish your food.
Even
You're
if
froze.
you're full.
You're
Finish
frozen.
your food. So a lot of people tend to overeat. I'm frozen?
Okay, now you're lagging just a little bit. Okay, now you're back. Welcome back, Tamika.
Okay. Yeah, so that can cause trauma if you make them eat. Because some girl was like, my parents never made me eat. So I just ate till I was full and then that was it. And then you threw it in a garbage?
Question.
No, she wasn't.
Okay.
What was your question?
You already answered it.
Yeah.
Ah, this was great. All
Oh,
right,
yeah.
now to unpopular opinion with JoJo. I feel like you should wash your hands before and after you use the bathroom.
I understand.
And that's all. That's it. That's
Either
all.
way, whatever you touch is dirty.
It's dirty.
Maybe they should just have a washing station outside of the bathroom too. Or maybe that you should sanitize when you leave the bathroom as well, outside.
Yes.
Oh.
But a lot of doors also have the kickstand where you could put your foot on and just kind of like kick it
Yeah.
open.
And they have the
Or,
ones at the top, but I always feel like somebody done touched some nasty stuff.
yes.
Or what's the chances that someone put gum in here
Yes, which is
before I be
the
like,
thing.
which
Yeah.
is a good chance because people do shit like that all the time
Which is
for no
why
reason.
I keeps a pharmacy in my bag.
You do that. I love that for me.
Yeah, because look, one thing's for certain, two things for sure. This hot pocket right here, if I'm wiping and doing all that, these hands need to be cleaned. I don't need to have outside germs in my hoo-ha. Okay?
Okay.
I feel like that goes with men too. They don't just pee like this.
A lot of them do.
Yeah, but the aim be off.
Yeah, that's why I always piss on the toilet.
Which is why sometimes they gotta hold it. So if you're not
I
washing
think you
your
should always hold it.
hands, or at least guide it in the right direction.
Always. I just pictured someone not, and that's wild. Why would you do that? No way you have that much control.
I'm a firm believer that women have, that we were born with open wounds that never close, and men were born with birth defects because why does it grow outward?
I'm okay with the birth defect, obviously. But don't put that open wound out there. I don't need nobody thinking no type of way.
It's an open wound.
No, I don't need you to think like that.
It's an open wound.
Don't. For the people that like it's beautiful.
It's an open wound.
It is beautiful. Think of it like a kangaroo
Wait a minute.
pouch, shall we?
Wait a minute. Wait, pause. But you're okay with a birth defect?
Yeah.
Also, there's nothing wrong with people with birth defects. Do not come for me because I will stand on business and I will say the most ignorant thing ever, whether I mean it or not.
There's also nothing wrong for people that like coochie nana, because like my favorite animal, it's like a kangaroo pouch. It is a home and loving, and a child comes out of it, and it's just love.
You can't say that anymore because some people have coochie nanas that children cannot come out of.
You know what?
And we're
Sometimes
stopping
you
this
can't
episode.
talk
We're
about
stopping this episode. We're
everything.
stopping this episode.
Sometimes you can't touch everything.
And that is the end of this episode. I'm looking
Again, thank you for attending and listening to. Are we canceled yet? Okay, see me, but I'm like,
Oh
yeah.
my gosh. Tamika was about to say something. I had to end it because we was really gonna be canceled, y'all. All right, bye.